Tape 2, Side 1. I am Milton Menlo, and with my partner, Ruth Weiner, we are interviewing Mr. Milton Weiss for the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Program.
Mr. Weiss, I neglected to get a couple of details from our last interview, and I wonder if you'd mind if I ask you some little points. Josephine had a couple of sons. Could you tell me about them?
Sure. They had two sons. The oldest is Arthur Hauser, who lives in Florida, Pompano Beach, Florida. He is married to his wife, Marge. They have a beautiful condominium in Florida and enjoy their retirement years there.
Oh, they're both retired. What?
They're both retired. The other son, the younger son, is Irwin Hauser, who lives in Cleveland in the family home, which he and his brother inherited from his parents. He is in a semi-retired position. He is occasionally he does some work, but he is semi-retired. I visit him occasionally because it is fairly close to Pittsburgh, and particularly visit him when there's something interesting going on at the Cleveland Museum of Art.
Wonderful museum.
Irwin is not married.
Okay. Thanks for that help. Now, when it comes to Julia and Peter, are they both deceased?
Both deceased.
And Rose's husband's name?
Henry Meyer.
That's
M-E-Y-E-R. He is still living. Do you want me to tell you anything
about
him?
Yes, please do.
He was married to my sister, Rose. They had a son, Daniel, who lives in Buffalo, New York. Henry has worked all his life and continues to do so in his older age because that keeps him going.
What does he do?
Well, he has a truck, he has cars, and he is in the bakery business. They have a number of my paintings that I have given to them, as I have all my relations, and some very good ones from earlier periods.
Well, you have some that I like very much.
Thank you.
What does their son Daniel do?
I think he is in the real estate business in Buffalo, but I'm not positive about it.
Okay. And you talked about being in New York. Do you remember what year that was, the year you
went? Yes, that was in 1935 and part of 1936.
You talked about being an observer at the Art Students League in New York.
Yes.
Can you tell us something about some experiences there, some of the artists who were there, some of the things that happened while you were there?
Well, I think, of course, I'm going to repeat myself a little. My friend, who had also gone to the art school with me, Morris Kirschenbaum, was taking art classes at the Art Students League, which I think I mentioned was one of the most important art schools in New York at the time. He was taking a class, a figure class, with an artist teacher named McNulty, M-C-N-U-L-T-Y. And he, knowing that I would like to take this course at the Art Students League, got me in as an observer to the class. Of course, I didn't have time to meet the other artists, students in the class, so I just observed the technique of Mr. McNulty's teaching. I was glad to do so because, as I say, I really would have enjoyed my studies at the Art Students League, but unfortunately, because of the economic conditions, I couldn't do it.
The time frame for the WPA, when were you first accepted into the WPA program? Can you remember?
I believe it was 1938. And finished in late 1941. So I think it was a period of 3 years, approximately, that I was on the project.
Good. I just have some as we go along, so.
When you started to sell your paintings, how did you arrange that? Did you do it on a one-to-one basis, or did you have an agent or a gallery?
No, it was not on a one-to-one basis. I actually started to sell through the Pittsburgh Plan for Art, which had been founded by Anita Morgenstern. At the time that at its inception, I was on the board of the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, and Anita Morgenstern attended a meeting and asked the Associated Artists to support the Pittsburgh Plan for Art by the artists of the association lending their paintings for sale and for lending purposes. So that was my first years of selling, which was through the Pittsburgh Plan for Art. The people who were members of that group, and others, of course, who were interested in buying art, could borrow paintings and eventually, if they liked them, lived with them and liked them, they would buy them. Naturally, if they didn't buy them, they, under any circumstances, they paid a rental fee, which I then got. Now, that was my first years of selling my art.
When was that?
Oh, now, let's see. It's a little difficult to say exactly. I would say it's probably around the 1950s.
But were you engaged in any other source of employment? Or were you painting full-time?
No, I was never painting full-time in my life. I always had to have a position to support myself, as most artists do. It was only later that I taught art, which was directly related to my art career. But the early years were primarily work in drafting. Doing drafting work. All right.
But this time then you were showing your work then at the Pittsburgh Plan for Art and at the Associated Artists. Is that right?
Naturally, I was showing
yes.
my art in the annuals shows of the Associated Artists at Carnegie Museum. But let me say this, that I also at the same time, had worked my artwork for sale at the Arts and Crafts Center, and I sold my art also at that institution.
When did you have your first show?
Hold, can you turn that off a second? I'll get.
Okay. About your showings at the various places in Pittsburgh, Associated Artists.
Well, I mentioned
your first
Pittsburgh
show.
Plan for Art,
mm-hmm.
the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts.
Oh, that's different, okay.
The Associated Artists gallery and so on. You wanted the dates.
Mm-hmm. Please.
A date on the Pittsburgh. I think I mentioned on the Pittsburgh Plan for Art, it was in the 50s, mm-hmm. right? Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, I had an exhibition in 1951.
Was that your first show?
That was my first show. And from that point on, I sold also through the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts.
That's a one-man show that you had.
What?
That was a one-man show?
At the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. That was my first major exhibition, which was done in conjunction with my very good friend, Leonard Lee. It was really a two-man show. That was in 1951. All right. I have a listing of my other shows if you want them.
Yeah.
And the dates.
Okay, fine.
All right. I had an exhibition at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. In those years, this was 1954. In those years, the Playhouse had a restaurant in the basement section where they had monthly shows. Betsy Bramer, who was a very well-known patron of the arts in Pittsburgh, was in charge of this, and she invited me to have a one-man show at the Playhouse. My next show was in 1961. The Associated Artists Gallery was on the second floor of the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. These were shows sponsored by the Associated Artists for their members. Members only. And my show on the second floor of the Center for the Arts was in 1961. In 1963, I was invited by my friend Morris Kirschenbaum, who owned the Ivy School of Professional Art, to have an exhibition at his school, which I did.
What year was that?
That was 1963. Mm-hmm. That was in the McGee Building in downtown Pittsburgh. In late 1965, I was invited by Leon Arcus, the director of art at the Carnegie Museum of Art, to have a one-man show in a year. In other words, I was invited in 1965, early 65, and my show was primarily late 65 and 1966.
That was where?
At
the Carnegie
Museum of Art, Carnegie Institute Museum of Art. In 1968, 2 years later, I was invited to have a show at the gallery downstairs, which was on Walnut Street in Shadyside. It is no longer in existence. Next show I had was in 1985 at the Mendelssohn Gallery. This was a three-man show. It was not strictly a one-man show. A number of prominent other artists were exhibiting along with me, and this was in conjunction with the anniversary of the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh. I don't know if it was the 75th, it may have been, for the 75th anniversary.
Can you tell us who the other artists were? Do you remember?
Yes, one was Ruth Haskell, and a young photographer. I think her name is Ruth Abramson. Still, of course, both very active. In 1986, I had a show over at the Oxford Center downtown. They have made available a couple of show windows which had not been rented. And I had heard that a friend of mine, Fred Glorini, who was an artist, good friend of mine, had a show in one of the windows along with his wife, Jan. So I thought it would be a good idea to try that myself, and I offered to present some of my abstract paintings in this particular show window. Of course, this year, 1990, major show was at the Jewish Community Center. This is in January 1991, but I exhibited in a number of other galleries in group shows, which I can specify.
Okay, great. I'd like to hear that.
Now, I also have a listing of national exhibitions.
Great. Very good.
Probably the most important national show that I was in was at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in Philadelphia. That was a major show.
What year?
1973, 1975, 1977. As a result of that show, I was invited to become a member of the Philadelphia Watercolor Society, which sponsored a show at the Pennsylvania Academy. I became a member. I joined the Philadelphia Art Alliance, Philadelphia Watercolor Society, and they, at that time, they invited me to show seven prints at the Philadelphia Art Alliance. This was in 1976. The Philadelphia Art Alliance is somewhat comparable to our Arts and Crafts Center or Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. And I showed seven prints in various medium techniques there. I showed at the nationally at the Butler Institute of American Art in Youngstown, their annual mid-year show. These shows were dated 1968, 1970, 1972. I exhibited at the Westmoreland Museum of Art in Greensburg, their regional shows in 1970 and 1971. Of course, today, in 1991, I'm showing a painting from my WPA period at the State Museum of Pennsylvania in Harrisburg. This is a show on the WPA in Pennsylvania, and I was lucky to have one painting left over from the WPA
period.
I also exhibited this year in the Mendelsohn Gallery and the Carson Street Gallery, where I sold a painting for probably my top price. Okay. I can tell you about some of the collections that I am in, if you want to know. The Westmoreland Museum of Art has at least three or four of my pieces. One of the most important international collectors of art, who's no longer alive, bought a painting of mine,
Jean David Thompson.
Judge and Mrs. Samuel Strauss has a painting of mine. The Cambria Township Schools has a painting, the Pittsburgh Public Schools have not only a painting from bought through the Associated Artists, 100 Friends of Art, but also a painting from the WPA period. Mrs. Ben Gross. Ben Gross, of course, had the a prominent restaurant nightclub out in near Greensboro.
Out on Route 30.
Yes, and a local collector, Arthur Riley, has a number of pieces of mine, and as I said, the painting sold through the Carr Street Gallery was bought by a couple from Arlington, Virginia. I don't know their names. Now, I exhibited a lot in the Three Rivers Arts Festivals, particularly I was honored by being included in a show called 10 for 10. In other words, I was among a few other artists, those who had been juried into the show for 10 years continuously from the very beginning. This was held in a special building at the Three Rivers Arts Festival.
Can you remember some of the other artists who were part of that 10?
Part of that 10? I think Shelley Blumenfeld was one. Virgil Cantini may have been one. I would have to, I have publicity on that, but I at this present time I can't give you the complete of the 10. Among my listing here is my years of teaching, if you want to know.
Yeah, sure.
I taught at the Ivy School of Professional Art in Pittsburgh from the year 1970 up to 1980, when it disbanded. I then taught at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh from 1980 through 1984. I am presently represented by the Concept Gallery of Pittsburgh. My work has been shown, was in a recent show in August of early Pittsburgh art, where I showed seven gouache, G-O-U-A-C-H-E, watercolor paintings in this exhibition. I am listed in Who's Who in American Art. This is the 17th and 18th editions. I have the 17th edition with a listing not only of my name but other Pittsburgh artists who are listed in that book. Let's see if there's anything else I can. I have received awards. I might say that from 1935 was my first showing at the Associated Artists exhibition at the Carnegie Museum. And I exhibited practically every year up to 1980. The prizes that I've taken in those years have been the Charles Rosenblum Award.
When was that?
For Best Watercolor. And the Pearl Mills Doherty Award, 1948. Mr. Doherty was head of Carnegie Institute of Technology at the time, also an artist.
When was the Charles Rosenblum Award? Same year?
1946.
That was 46.
And the Pearl Mills Doherty Award was 1948.
It's an impressive list.
It certainly is. It is impressive.
Well, that's my
That's my marvelous. Record. Yes, yes.
My the Associate Artists of Pittsburgh annually buy art out of the annual exhibition, and these works are lent to the various schools around the city, the elementary, junior, and high schools around the city, and they buy art through money contributed by the 100 Friends of Pittsburgh Art. They are citizens of Pittsburgh who contribute to this fund. And out of shows, in one was bought in 1947 and one in 1949. So they have two of my paintings.
They become part of their permanent collection, don't
what?
They? They become part of their permanent collection?
They really belong to the Board of Education.
That's what I mean, but it's part of their
but
permanent.
For all purposes, they really have them permanently. In fact, I, for my show at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, I borrowed one of my, one of those two paintings for that particular show. But I haven't borrowed any since. But I know that there's another one. Which was particularly admired by Samuel Rosenberg out of the annual show and was bought accordingly. Let's see. Of course, I mentioned, I guess, that when I was in high school, my senior year of high school, I, of course, took the art courses, and I, after studying at the Irene Kaufman Settlement Art School, doing many portrait studies, I did a self-portrait in oil, which won the first, the top prize in the Scholastic Exhibition, and it was reproduced in the Scholastic magazine, the Carnegie magazine, and was shown there at the Carnegie Museum, and of course I still have that painting to this day. My WPA days, I offered to do a mural decoration for the children's playroom at the juvenile court. This building has been turned over to public services, I believe. It is no longer the juvenile court. The mural decorations were designed to amuse and entertain the children who were domiciled there at the time, and unfortunately, I think they, in the turnover of the building, they were destroyed. I do have very good black and white photographs of them, however.
That hurts.
Let's see. I have been a founding member and a past president of Group A, which was formerly known as the Abstract Group of Pittsburgh. I was a member of the Pittsburgh Watercolor Society, and in their annual shows at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, I was awarded at least 6 prizes. I served on the board of the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, and was active there. That's about that. Let's see. I'm still active, of course, with Group A, which, as I say, was the Abstract Group of Pittsburgh. The new show is going to come up in March, and I hope to have a piece represented in that, as I have been represented in all those shows.
Where do they show?
What?
Where do they show?
That show, this show is going to be at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. The last 2 years, because each group has to take its turn, we had annual show, show at the Mendelssohn Gallery and one at the Blue Sky Gallery. But our turn has come up for the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, and it's going to be a very important show this year. September of 1991, I've been invited by Donna Baldwin, who's on the committee for the Jewish Community Center Art Program, to be invited in their show called 70 Plus. Pittsburgh artists who are at least 70 plus, and I will have a painting or two in that show in September.
Have you selected which paintings you want to?
I was helped for the selection, both for my one-man show, by Ellie Borman.
Oh, yes.
And I particularly wanted her to select. Falling asleep.
No, I'm just looking down here
to see
whether there's anything else here.
Clothes.
No, when my lids are down, I'm looking to see if there's
anything else.
You
sort of.
No, if there's anything. End of side one, take one.